Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems? He's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Live from way out behind the station in the News Radio WRVA Home Improvement Shop, this is the Home Show with me, your humble home improvement guru, Richard McCann. Welcome all to the first day of fall. That's right. Well, the equinox isn't until tonight, like 9:58 or something like that. So it's still summer. For a couple more hours, I could hit the gym and, I mean, the pool, and I could go to the park and go across the bridge and the river and go to the beach and go out on a boat. And I didn't do any summering at all this year. I got in a pool once. Just, I don't know. I was busy. You know. Jordan, how are you, sir?
My cold is getting better, but I'm doing okay.
Yeah, this morning you sounded all nasally.
Yeah.
It wasn't good.
No.
You still had the cold and not allergies?
I'm pretty sure it was a head cold.
Or a stroke. Hopefully not.
No.
You're a little young for that.
Yeah, I'm okay.
All right. Well, good. I'm glad to have you here. And we're getting cut short because it's UVA football today.
Yep. Foosball is the devil.
And who are they playing?
Louisville.
And they will crush them. They will destroy them. They will grind Louisville into powder across. Am I right, or are they going to get beat?
Knowing UVA, they'll probably find a way to lose.
Oh, that's not nice. I didn't say that, boss. If the boss is listening, it wasn't me. Welcome, everybody, to the Home Show. I hope everybody had a great week and is looking forward to a great weekend. The weather's going to be beautiful. Tomorrow's going to be 66 degrees. That's light jacket weather. That's open the windows weather. And, oh, heck, why not? You know, I can't fight it. Seasons change. Things go on. Yes, by the way, next week I am getting married on the air. There you go. That's all I'm going to talk about on that. So I want to start with Monday. Monday was insane for me. And then it turned insane for everybody else. Now, I got called to do a home inspection. So a nice lady was... She wants to sell her house, and she says, I don't want any surprises. And one of you, my lovely listeners, gave her my name and phone number, which I have to admit, it's really weird when I do anything for people that don't know me from the radio. You know, maybe I've gotten spoiled as a contractor, as a person in general, because, you know, usually when I meet somebody, we already have some kind of connection. We already understand each other, the way I talk, the way I think. And this didn't happen. So I have to, like, switch gears. You know, I have to slow down a little bit. Can't talk as fast as I usually do. And have to make different analogies to things. And so, but I went out and I did a home inspection. It was way, 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 way out in Midlothian. I mean, farther than I almost ever go. Never go out that far. Because I don't have any reason to. I mean, we're talking Mosley, all right? That far out. And I started looking at the house. Now the house wasn't that old. It was 04. You know, it's an 04 house. And so usually when I'm looking at a house that's that young, I'll be honest with you, I don't find much wrong with it. Very, very seldom do I find much, but it's always good to know. You never can tell. Maybe a mistake was made when it was being built. Maybe something has gotten broken since they moved in. Who knows? But it is better, I think. And I'm not saying this because I do it, but I'm just saying, if you're going to sell your home, you know that there's going to be a home inspection. You know, whoever's buying the place is going to call in an inspector. And I have seen way too many times, as either being a realtor or more so being the inspector, being the person coming in, where the people who have lived in the house for all these years, you hand in the inspection, then they go, what is all this? I didn't know about any of these things, and you want money for this now? You want me to lower the price? I'm telling you, people, it's worth $350, right? You think about it. They come up with some surprise on the inspection, and now they're saying, well, I want to write off $10,000 for the price of the house.
Ah!
So I went out there to Mosley. I checked out this house, and I will tell you all about what I found. But the more interesting part of this story, maybe, is, you know, I decided instead of taking the highways back, I decided I'm going to cruise down Hull Street. I'm going to cruise down Hull Street all the way back into Richmond because I don't get to see that part of Richmond very often. And I never out there, and so I wanted to see what's changed. You know, what's it going to cost me? An extra 20 minutes? Who cares? And I'm cruising down, and I drive past this one area where there's a little furniture store, and look, hey, that flooring supply store is still there. Hey, that's pretty cool. And I just keep on driving. Don't think nothing of it until that afternoon. And that's when my phone starts going nuts. And the television is going crazy and getting alarms all over the place. And I'm sitting there with my lady, you know, because we're getting ready to just chill, watch a movie or something like that. The day was pretty much wrapped up. Why not? And this is when all of a sudden every weather person in the city of Richmond was on the air and telling me that we had a tornado warning, which almost never happens. I mean, it really doesn't. I don't think I could tell you the last time we had a tornado warning in the city of Richmond. And then the footage comes in. You've seen it. I was watching Channel 12, of course. My man, Andrew Frieden. He's been my trusted weather guy since he started. And he's been doing it longer than I've been doing this. And then this footage comes in, and the stuff that got destroyed, that building, I'd just driven past it earlier that day. And I'm watching the reports come in, and they are saying, you know, take cover. And I'm watching the map, and I text a buddy of mine who's maybe 5 miles from where that one tornado touched down. And I'm like, brother, please get into your basement now. He thinks it's funny and texts me back. Why? I can't see it coming if I'm in the basement. I'm like, you're a moron. It was really just foolish. Now, I want to say, back when I was a kid, I know for a fact, and remember, memories are not perfect, but I do know for a fact, my mother told me, because I believe it was her grandmother told her, that in case of a tornado, open all the windows in your house, and that'll keep the pressure from crushing your house. It'll just kind of pass through like wind. You know what? That never held water when I was a kid, and it really doesn't hold water now. And then I started, you know, they were saying, well, take shelter in a basement. And I have a basement. But I did realize most people don't. Basements aren't a big thing in this area. Down in the, and you go up north, you live up, you know, past the Mason-Dixon line, you start getting into New York specifically. Everybody has a basement. Every single house has a basement in it. But, you know, most people do not have a basement here. I do. And so I started doing some research. I'd done this years ago. We did this on the show. Because growing up, they say, well, you stand in a doorway, right? Because that's super strong, practical. No, it's not. It's not the best place to be. A doorway is not going to do you any good whatsoever. What I found in, you know, doing a couple of, you know, looking at some websites, trying to get myself oriented was this. I mean, you want to go into a closet. A closet has a little bit more protection than, you know, other parts of the house. The walls are a little denser, a little closer together. I found some places they were saying, climb underneath a table. My table's a little rickety. But they were saying is they're more concerned about stuff falling on you than you being swept up into the tornado. And I look over, like I said, my fiance is sitting right next to me, and she's shorts, T-shirt, no shoes. And I'm watching the reports. It doesn't look like it's coming our way, but I'm going outside, and I'm seeing some darkness, and I'm not really happy. I come back in. I said, honey, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go into the bedroom. I want you to put on a pair of jeans and a pair of tennis shoes. She doesn't own any boots, but I know she has tennis shoes. And she's like, okay, which is good. And then she asked why. Not why first, but okay. And then she says, why? I said, because if we have to go down into the basement, we're going to be down there for a while, and I don't want you in shorts and barefoot. So, you know what? We're lucky we got through it. I'll talk more about that and take your calls. 345-1140. This is The Home Show. Richard McCann on News Radio, WRVA. My buddy Max just sent me a text. He says, how do you climb under a table? Carefully. You don't want to bump your head. Smart aleck. 345-1140. Laverne in Richmond.
Hi, good morning. Good. I have one of those ceiling fans. It is one chain for the light, one chain for the fan. The light one no longer works properly. Is this a fixable thing? It is a nice Hunter fan, light combination. It's 14 years old.
So you're asking, can you replace the light kit, or if you're asking, can you replace the light switch?
The switch in it that works by the chain.
Yeah, that's easy to do. I mean,
is it one? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh no! All you do is okay. You see that? You know, it has this little round cap on the very bottom, right?
Yes.
Okay. There should be three screws that hold that thing into place. Now, be very, very careful. Those are tiny little screws, and they have this really bad habit of just disappearing if you drop them, So I'd suggest a magnetic screwdriver. And once you take off that cap, the switch is just a standard pull chain switch. You can pick them up at the hardware store for like a buck or two. And it's held into place by that little... what color is your fan? Is it brass?
It's black, yes.
It's what?
Black.
Okay. Well, then there should be a little black cap that the chain runs through. You unscrew that, pull the thing down, you cut off the two wires, wire nut the new switch in, put it back through the little hole, put the little cap back on, boom, you're done.
Good. Okay. Thank you so much. Save me a lot of money. Have a great day.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. You know, I love it when they know what they want, they get it from you, and they move on. Well, can it be fixed? Yes. How? Like this? Okay, great. Thank you. Have I interrupted your eating again?
No. You were talking about home inspections in the first segment. My roommate is a home appraiser. Can you explain sort of the difference between an appraiser versus an inspector? Because I imagine they do similar sort of thing.
Not really. A home appraiser is actually it's a licensed. You have to take classes, and it's quite expensive actually to get a house appraised. And I actually talked to one the other day, and the way I understand an appraiser is they're more interested in what the neighborhood is doing, what houses similar to yours are selling for, and are the tax appraisal on your property versus a similar property. They don't really get into what makes the house tick, what's wrong with the house. Now, if the outside is really shabby looking, they'll take that into account,
right?
And say, okay, the house is worth less because it looks like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, versus I would come in and say, okay, we need to paint this, and your house is this old, so what you got here probably is lead paint, or if it's after 1978,
mm-hmm.
then you probably don't have lead paint. But my job as an inspector is to find out what's wrong and help you figure out how to fix it and what's worth fixing and what's not. But, you can take my advice, chuck it out the window and say, I don't care, I'm buying the house. Now, the appraiser, he comes in, he goes, look, this house is worth this much money, and I don't think you're going to get more for it. You could get less for it.
Okay.
I can't tell you what a house is worth.
Right.
He's probably does very well for himself if he's, you know, if he's busy.
Right.
Because I think last time I talked to an appraiser, it was like $750. But yeah. But I'm in and out. I mean, my job is get there. I can inspect a house in roughly 2 hours, two okay. and a half hours,
mm-hmm.
where he's got to do paperwork, research, and all that other nonsense. And his stuff is much more legally binding than mine.
Right. Okay.
The other thing is just about anybody can go and take a class and then call themselves an inspector.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen too many inspections where I'm reading it. I know the house because I'm the one selling it, right?
Yeah.
And I'm reading their inspection and go and looking at them, and in the back of my mind just going, "You're a moron," because I can walk in and I see certain things. Like this particular house, one of the things I noticed is when I went into the dining room, I flipped open the switch on the switch. Well, it's a dimmer, and I noticed it was warm. None of the other switches in the house were warm, but that dimmer was going bad, and I noticed it. Nobody else would have noticed that. And I'm not patting myself on the back. I'm just like, that's where I've been trained. So that's the major difference between.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to steer you away from your tornado.
No. You know what? That's actually a good. That's one of the reasons I like having you on the show. I really do. You know, you're not one of those guys just going to sit behind the glass and push buttons. So, and you're learning.
Yep.
See. Don't worry, ladies and gentlemen. Give me about a year and a half, and Jordan will be able to sit in for me. Probably not. He'd end up talking about soccer and IndyCar racing. By the way, aren't you going to an Indy race in Texas?
I'm going to the Formula One race.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to interrupt your eating. Again.
Again.
Yeah. I want to talk to your dad. I just want to pat him on the back going, "You poor man. When he moved out, you must have saved so much money." Ridiculous. My name is Richard McCann. The phone number is 345-1140. You have a home improvement question, query, conundrum, riddle. Don't forget, we're going to be cut short for UVA football. So you want to get in while you're getting is good. This is the Home Show. Richard McCann on News Radio WRVA, 1140 AM, 96.1 FM. And don't forget, download the radio.com app. That way you can take us wherever you go. Hey, Jordan, I just learned something about our buddy Dumpy the Trash Panda.
Yes.
Okay. First of all, he left. He wasn't out there when I went to see him. But here's something funny about raccoons. Yeah, we have a raccoon here at the station. In the wintertime, they don't hibernate, but they do sleep. And they live off of the stored fat. They lose 50% of their body fat during the wintertime.
Interesting.
It is interesting. I think I'm going to have to take some of that dried up pizza that's in the fridge and toss it out there for him.
Yeah, good old Dumpy.
Look, I mean, Pizza Rat did it, you know, was pretty impressive. Maybe we could get Pizza Raccoon. Jill in the South Side.
Yeah, so where would a person go to learn welding?
Are you planning on becoming a welder, Jill?
I think it would be nice I can't, though, because I can't afford the course, but I was thinking it would be a good thing if I could.
Well, I would go to the Richmond Technical Center.
Mm-hmm. Richmond Technical Center.
Mm-hmm.
You know how, is it a one-year course or two-year course?
I think welding is at least a two-year course, because, see, you're going to learn stick welding, MIG welding, TIG welding. Then you can get into your more elaborate classes like pipe welding, pipe fitting, stainless steel welding. If you can weld stainless steel, you're really, really doing something. I don't think you can weld cast iron, but if they could, I wish I could find somebody. But, yeah, anywhere from a 2 to 4 year class.
And how much would that cost you?
Jill, how would I know that, dear?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm sorry to bother you.
No, you're not bothering me, Jill. Good to hear from you.
If it could be some kind of deal where I needn't pay until after I got the job, and then I could pay percentage of the wages.
Maybe it could. Jill,
I don't think they allow that, though.
I say try it anyway. Why not?
No,
thanks, bye-bye. Jill. Jill from Churchill wants to learn how to weld. Why not? Russell in New Kent.
Yeah, hey, Richard. Thanks for taking my call.
That's my job.
So I have a railing on my front porch that came apart, brick steps that go down about 9 steps. So I researched a company from Richmond online. They said, yeah, we'll come out and give you an estimate. Well, they show up. I'm at work. My wife calls me, says, there's somebody on the porch And they come and they take my rail.
They do.
I didn't get an estimate. I didn't get an estimate. They didn't give me an estimate. They just come and took the rail. This has been over 6 weeks ago. I've called them 5 or 6 times asking what's going on. I never got an estimate. What are you doing with my railing? She says, I'll have somebody call you back. Well, that kind of conversation has been going on for over a month. I called them again yesterday. They said, I'll call you right back. I get nothing. So I wanted some advice from you who I could call. It's a small job, right?
Right.
So, but, you know, but they came and took my rail. And, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with them, number one. And now I don't know who next I should call that I can trust.
I think the first thing I would do is, have you called the Better Business Bureau?
Well, I had that in mind. I haven't done it yet.
I mean,
it looks like I'm heading in that direction.
You know what? I mean, I know the guy that runs it. And those guys do wield a lot of power. I mean, you get a call from the BBB, and you are like, yes, sir, I can take care of that right now for you, sir. So that's a thought. Have you considered going down there in person?
Well, that's my next thing. I told my son and my wife, it looks like I'm just going to have to take a day off work and show up on their front doorstep.
You could do that.
I don't want to mention the company's name.
No.
I don't want to mention the company's name. So.
I appreciate it if you didn't do that because that's not our job here. Now, you know, we are partners with NBC 12. And they have a segment that's all they do. In fact, I really wish they would hire me to run that segment, but they're not. So I think where I would start is like this. First, I call the BBB and see what they can do. If that doesn't work, you know, for the fun of it, you could always email me, and I could make a phone call. I've been known to do okay with stuff like that. After that, I mean, just drive down there in person. And if that doesn't, if after all of that you get nothing, call my buddy Charlie Inch, the attorney.
But in the meantime, Richard, I need a railing. I've got a disabled grandmother and, you know, and this whole kind of thing. So without going into too much detail, I need a railing.
You're down in New Kent, okay? There's a buddy of mine lives down there in New Kent. His name is Tommy Kritz, and he runs a company called Old Wood Limited. And
Old Wood Limited.
And I mean, he's probably the best woodworker I've ever met. I mean, it's like anybody that can put up crown molding and cope it with using an eye, you know, just using their eye to cope in trim blows my mind.
Yeah, this is like a metal railing. That's a white coated metal railing, aluminum or whatever it is.
And you can pick it up at Lowe's and put it in.
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right, very good. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you, Russell. 3-4-5-11-40.
Quickly, I had someone call in for Jill. She The guy said if you go to if you're of retirement age, so I assume that 65 or 66 and up,
mm-hmm.
If you go to the Goochland campus of J. Sargent Reynolds, it's a free nighttime welding class, apparently.
That's awesome. Thank you very much.
And he said they may charge like a shop fee at the very least, but they're not going to charge you anything more than that, I don't think.
That's good to know that somebody's doing it. Hey, Mario and Hopewell, what's going on, brother?
Hey, how you doing? Hey, look, I've got concrete steps also, and my situation is the insole, when I look with a flashlight, because it's got a vent on the side of it, like the house would, mm-hmm. And I sealed all those up a while back because of that whole condensation issue. Well, I have an ant issue, and I think they're inside because I looked in the vent, and it doesn't go into the house because it's got cinder blocks and then the concrete steps. And I looked at my neighbors. They've got the same setup, but they don't have a vent. So I was thinking, well, because I had it sealed off, I was wondering why would they have a vent there? It's just a hollow space inside of it.
You know, I've seen that before, and I've never quite figured it out myself, to be honest with you. I mean, right. It makes no sense whatsoever. I mean, my steps are actually, you know, are an open cavity in my basement. And that's why there was a vent in those. But if you don't have a basement, have you crawled under the house to see if they're actually open
right,
underneath?
Exactly. Yeah, no, because when I go up underneath the house, I go right up to it. It's nothing but cinder block foundation. So that is an entity of its own. It's just an open cavity. So I sprayed it with ant killer in there. And then I said, because I had a piece of metal covering the vent.
Sure.
And I said, well, Dan, let me call Richard. Maybe I could just seal this whole thing up and not worry about having the vent. Because, again, I looked at my neighbor's the exact same front, and she's got no vent.
Well, I mean, Mario, I can't answer the question because I just don't know. But you know how this show works. Somebody knows what we're talking about and will call, which
Thank
means
you, sir.
You have to keep listening until 11:30.
Oh, yeah. I'm always listening. All right.
Thank you, Mario. Bye. 3, 4, 5, 11. I've seen that before, too. These steps, that they're just independent steps, but they have vents in them. Makes no sense whatsoever. There's no reason to ventilate that space. But what's worse, and I've seen this all too many times, is when I see new house construction and they take the stoop, you know, the front porch, and they just fill it full of construction debris and then put concrete over top of it. I hate that. I really, really hate that. Because eventually that stuff's, one, the stuff's going to rot and cause all kinds of problems. And two, eventually that stuff is going to compress. It's gonna fall down, and the concrete topper that they put on it falls down with it. So that's one of the reasons, I'll be honest with you, I've been thinking about this a lot. I spent a lot of time thinking about construction of houses. And one, the amount of waste. The amount of waste is just ridiculous. And two, I ask, why are we still building things the same old, same old? Why are we still using wood? Why are we still, you know, 2x4s, you know, 16 on center? But it's been done to death. I want to start getting into, at least researching it so I can talk about it, alternative ways of building. Now, like right down the street from the radio factory, there is a place that they built a container house. I think container building is fascinating. I've also seen silos turned into houses. I like this stuff. William in Hanover.
Richard.
William.
I know why the guy has a vent in his stoop.
Please tell me why.
All right. So there's a brick surround that gives you the elevation for the stoop, and then some stairs that lead up to the stoop.
Right.
And then a concrete landing for the stoop, okay?
I'm with you.
So what they do is they build the brick surround and the steps, and then they put a metal pan inside of the stoop that will house the concrete. So there's an air gap underneath that metal pan. And if you don't have that vent in place, just ground moisture, humidity, and all of that will start to deteriorate the masonry. So it is there to ventilate masonry. Do not close vent.
I am fascinated now.
It's a metal pan they put in. You know, they set the brick in, and then the corrugated metal pan will support the concrete slab. Otherwise, you would have a bunch of gravel fill and stuff to support the concrete. It's easier on the masonry crew, and it's also longer lasting because everything is breathing inside and out, just like a crawl space.
William, congratulations, sir. You are now considered an undocumented expert.
I'll talk to you later, Richard.
Thank you. Bye. Okay, that makes sense to me. Hey, 345-1140, that's how you get through to the Home Show on News Radio WRVA. Rich McCann, News Radio WRVA. 345-1140 is the phone number. That's how you get through with all your questions, queries, conundrums, riddles, and whatever else is going on in your world. I want to take a moment to tell you about something in the government that works. Yeah. How many people just spit coffee all over their windshield? A government agency that works? What are you talking about? All right, so I'm going on a trip on a little rocket ship. No. Though I would. Jordan, you heard where Elon Musk is going to slingshot around the moon? And that billionaire from China is going to be his first passenger?
I'll believe it when I see it.
It's supposed to happen in, like, 2024.
Okay.
And my question to you real quick, would you do that? Would you climb on a rocket and go into outer space?
Probably. I don't, seeing as it's been, what, almost 50 years since man walked on the moon?
At least, yeah.
69 or whenever the landing was.
Yeah, 51 years, something like that.
Yeah, so seeing as man has yet to actually successfully reach the moon since, I doubt they would actually be able to go all the way around it.
But well, see, that's to say that they stay and they're going around the dark side of the moon and coming back. See, I want to see the dark side of the moon because that's where the aliens are at.
Yeah.
That the alien base right
there. I would love, you know, if someone was like, hey, do you want to go check out the International Space Station? I'd be like, heck yeah, because that's an actually a doable trip.
That is.
That has been proven that they can do it without any issue.
Okay. I see. All right, so I'm going on a trip, and it turns out that I needed a passport. And I was like, that's not a problem. I have a passport. Ladies and gentlemen, one, you should have a passport. Two, if you have a passport and it's over 10 years old, you need a new passport. And mine is 12. And I'm leaving in like 2.5 weeks. What are you going to do? So we go online, check out the passport department. And the you can get an express passport. You can get one, believe it or not, in 72 hours, which by any standards in the government, that is fast. I mean, really, really fast. Problem, we don't have an office in Richmond. The closest office we found, Washington, D.C. Now, here's what I want. I'm going to get to the rest of the story, but I want you to realize something, or at least I realize something as I'm driving up there. I realize how many people I know have never been to our nation's capital, ever. I mean, it's 2 hours up the road. That's nothing. We see it on the news, you see it in books, you see it in movies. It's 2 hours up the road. You got to figure, what, 95% of the population of the entire United States is not going to get a chance to see Washington, D.C. My friends, if you've never gone, go. If you're worried about the traffic, yes, traffic is considerably more traffic-y than it is here in Richmond. But I'll say this, as much as I hate the traffic in D.C., not as bad as Atlanta. Not even close. And, I get to go up there semi-often. I have family up there. And every time I go up there, I love that city a little bit more. It has to be one of the most beautiful cities I've ever been in. I mean, some people say, oh, you got to check out Philly. And I'm sure I will. And I've been to Baltimore. Guess what? Baltimore, not a pretty city. Not even a little bit. But Washington, D.C., absolutely stunningly gorgeous. If you've never seen the Capitol up close and personal, you have no idea how big that thing actually is. So that's why I'm saying, if you've never been, go. If you take the train, you know, I think it's $25 if you buy them ahead of time, you know, up to and back. And I just love it. It's a beautiful, beautiful city. So my lady and I had to drive up to D.C. to go to the passport office to, you know, get our passports. And I'm just thinking to myself, this is going to take all day. All of it. And, luck of the Irish, I find a parking spot right in front of the building, which was heaven sent for me. There's a lot of cars in my battle wagon. She's a little bit hard to park, you know? When you're driving a Z71 off-road, she kind of got a bubble butt on the back of this truck. We got parked out front, and our appointment wasn't until 4. Now, one thing I will say this about the passport people, they're closed at 3. 3 o'clock, they are out of there, which is weird hours for me. I don't know about you. And I figured there'd be a line out the door. We had made an appointment. And literally just walked in and walked right up to the desk. I said to the guy, like, you know, look, well, we, you know, we parked out front. I've only got like 25, 30 minutes, something like that. He goes, oh, it won't take that long. You'll be all right. Very nice people. They checked over our paperwork. Here's the thing. You have to have your long form birth certificate. I don't know about you, but I have not seen my birth certificate in 13 years, maybe longer. It's been a long time. I have no idea where it is. And she had, I've never seen this before. She has this birth certificate that's on a card in her wallet. And they said, I don't know if this is going to work because it's kind of abbreviated and they want the long form with all the info on it. Now, I kid you not, the passport office is set up like an empty DMV. There may be three people in there. But the security you have to go through blew my mind. And there was, what, nine armed police officers? Oh, wait, real quick. By the way, D.C., how many different police forces do they have? I must have counted eight. And that didn't include Secret Service. But, I mean, you have to go through these metal detectors. Everybody's behind, you know, bulletproof glass. You're not allowed to take pictures. And I'm sitting there going, what is all this for? It's a big DMV that's empty almost completely. Now, if you have an old passport, boys and girls, it's a lot easier to get a new passport if you still have your old passport. And I was able to just walk up. Here's my form. Here's my old passport. Here's my picture. Thank you very much. $175. Oh, that hurt. And it hurt bad. And then we went to do my lady. And like I said, she just had the little birth certificate. And they said, we can't accept this. He said, but well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to start processing it. And since she was born in D.C., they said, go down to public records and get a copy of your birth certificate. And believe it or not, that only took an hour and a half. Again, it was like a giant DMV. But we missed our window. They were like, oh, you're going to have to come back. And she's like, well, I've got to work. And I said, well, we'll figure this out. That's my answer to just about everything in this on this world. We'll figure it out. I don't freak out. I don't get worked up. We'll work it out. And we're trying to come up with this plan and that plan and the other plan, another plan. And we said, passport office, like, look, she had a passport like 20 some years ago. Can you look that up? And they're like, yes, we can look that up, but it'll be $200 and change. And I'm like, whoa, come on now. You're in front of a computer. Here's why I must say, passport people, awesome, and it works. We got her birth certificate. We come home. The next day, she calls up to the office, explains the story. The guy on the phone goes, hold on a second, ma'am. Tick, 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 tick. Yes, ma'am. I see your old passport right here from 1993. She says, the other people couldn't find it. He goes, I've got access that they don't have. Nicest people in the world. Had her all filled out, stamped, and it's being priority mailed to her like on Tuesday. I'll say this. You know, DMV, I know a lot of people hate going to the DMV. DMV is not that bad. It's pretty quick. But the passport office, that was smooth. It was smooth as silk. Boom, boom, boom. So if you ever want to get a passport, get your picture done at CVS, bring your driver's license, your Social Security card, and your birth certificate long form. It's not that hard. Do you have your passport there, son?
I do. Did you know you could actually go to a post office and get it?
Yes.
Apply?
Yes, you can, but you couldn't get it quickly.
Yeah, well, you can pay more for the expedited process with, you know, and get it back in like 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
At the post office.
Yeah, but we're talking,
you know, if you went if you needed it that same day, you have to go up to DC.
Yeah, but I mean, it was nice. And hey, the in-laws bought me dinner. Nice dinner. Steak. Mmm. Did I interrupt you eating again?
You did not.
The funny thing is that is the way they say it, isn't it?
I've been to Louisville.
Louisville.
Yeah, Louisville, Louisville. It doesn't matter.
You know what? I've
people learned, know what you're talking about.
I was in New Orleans, and I said Nollins, and they like, don't do that. Like, don't.
Yeah,
do
that. It's just New Orleans.
New Orleans is the way they say it down there. No. Why didn't Richmond have a cool name? We need to come up with something, you know, some kind of moniker. I mean, the RVA works, but I think we could come up with something more interesting. You know, don't we call it? We call ourselves the River City from time to time.
Yeah.
That we ignore the river completely.
I don't know.
See, Mayor Stoney, I know you listen every single Saturday because you know what else do you have to do? And here's my suggestion. Here's what I would like to see for Richmond. We did the bike event, which so many people complained about, but I thought was exceedingly cool. But what I would like to see come to Richmond, because we have everything it takes. We have hills. We have river. We have everything we need. I want to see the X Games come to Richmond. I think that would be the coolest thing in the world. And I know I would go. I would be there because I want to see people fly. But that's where I'm at with that. 345-1140 is the phone number. So I ended up, a lady asked me to come out and inspect her house. Because she has to sell it. I can say she wants to sell it, but I think she has to sell it. And the thing is, right now, the biggest thing in real estate, believe it or not, the biggest need is homes for people that are downsizing. You know, and I'm talking my parents' age and some people my age, you know. I have plenty of friends, but their kids are now in college and they're starting to look at this big house and go, yeah, I don't need all this. And I'll say up front, I know there's the tiny house movement. I have friends that they live in a tiny house half of the year and I couldn't do it. I mean, it would be a great thing for me to live for a little bit, you know, a month or so, but 6 months. I think I'd climb the walls, but I will say this. If you're thinking about buying a house, really stop and ask yourself, how big a house do I need? You know, I've been in Casa de McCann for 17 years, roughly. It's a two-bedroom. It's not a huge place. And, you know, since I am getting hitched, you know, she and I, we discussed it. I'm like, combining two households is always a pain, especially when you're older. Because, you know, I have everything. Sheets, got it. Everything you could possibly need in the kitchen, got it. Rugs, furniture, got it. It's all there. And so we had to incorporate her house into my house. And I'll admit, it was tricky. And we did spend a certain amount of time just saying, look, we don't need X, Y, and Z. I mean, I took furniture and I just took it outside, set it right on the sidewalk. I didn't put out any junk. I didn't put out any trash. But we had to make room and we're like, do we need this? No. Outside it went. And it was gone like snap of the fingers. It was like Thanos saw it and went, it was gone. So what I want to say here is if you're thinking about buying a house, ask yourself, how much room do you need? I know a lot of people say, well, I have family over for Thanksgiving. Okay, we do that. I've done that in my house. We've had Thanksgiving in my home. I have 7 brothers and sisters. It's a lot of people. But you know what? For a couple of hours, we set up a few extra tables, few folding chairs, and we're good. So like I said, she and I, we sat down, we discussed, like, okay, we are getting married. What do we want? Do we want a bigger place? And the answer really at the end of the day came down to no. We don't need a bigger house. Heck, I have a basement I almost never use except for doing laundry, and I have an attic I never use except for if I want to go upstairs and shoot a game of pool. So, you know, 2 parts of the house that we just don't use. I mean, the only real thing I really wish I had, a garage. I do. I need to find one, rent one or something. So I guess what I'm saying is, hey, if you're thinking about buying a home, ask yourself and your spouse, how big a house do we need? Downsizing is a beautiful thing. My electric bill, pretty cheap. My water bill, that's a little higher. We use a fair amount of water. I'll admit it. But there was no reason to leave. I like the neighborhood. We like the house. You know, maybe we'll stay there until the cows come home or whatever you want to say. So anyway, she asked me to come out. And she wanted me to look at the house and see what I could find wrong with the place before somebody, you know, comes in and does a shock and awe on her. Because, hey, we want to buy the house, and our inspector found all of these things. And I'll be honest with you. When his house is 14 years old, I think this was, 14 years old. You know, you're going to find the things I'm really concerned about are faucets. Faucets get a little wore out, and they'll leak. And I looked around, and lo and behold, I found a couple of faucets that, you know, needed to be either rebuilt or replaced. Now, I want you to know, everything in this house was builder grade. And if you're wondering what that means that all the light fixtures were literally the cheapest light fixtures you could lay your hands on. They come, if you go to the box stores and you go into the lighting department, you'll find blister packs or case lots of light fixtures, you know, for hallways and bedrooms. And it's always the same thing. It's brass with a globe on it. It takes two light bulbs. It can't be over 60 watts. And you can get four of them for $20. Might have gone up a little bit since my day, but that's what it was. And this whole house, builder grade, everything. Including the faucets and the toilets. And so I knew that I was going to find faucets that were leaking. I did. They were Deltas. That was okay. Delta's easy. If I was going to put in a faucet, I put in Delta. And my dad was the one that convinced me Delta was the way to go for one very, very simple reason. Their patents ran out. Their mechanism is not patented anymore. And the moment that the patent ran out, everybody started making their parts. They started making their own faucets with Delta clones in it. So if I have a Delta faucet that is leaking, I can go anywhere and get the parts. Box store, hardware store, plumbing supply house, doesn't matter. I can always get Delta parts. And the next thing I usually get concerned about when the house is getting that old is the water heater. Now, I'm going to say this. When I first started doing this show all those years ago, my response to water heater was 8 years, it doesn't owe you anything. And I will say, honestly, that has changed. My opinion on that has changed because I've watched it change. I'm walking into people's houses as a 14-year-old water heater, and it's golden. Heck, the state water heater that I have in my home, my house originally had a boiler that heated the water. It was a miserable experience. So finally, I decided I wanted a water heater. I just realized the other day when I'm down in the basement, that thing's every bit of 12 or 13 years old, if not a little bit older. No rust. No drainage problems. I know that I've replaced the elements, both upper and lower, and I replaced the thermostats at the same time. But that water heater doesn't owe me anything. And this lady, her water heater, pristine. I was really impressed by that. So good quality. We'll talk more about it. We'll talk about home inspections, and we'll take your calls. 345-1140. That's how you get through to the home show with me, Richard McCann. And don't forget, check us out, WRVA.com. That's where you can download podcasts of the show in case you missed anything, and get the radio.com app. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRVA, 345-1140 is the number. Teresa in Richmond.
Have a house up in Lynchburg that has a basement that has a drain in it.
Yes.
And I had a tenant living in the house for almost 5 years. And when I've already, since moving back into the house just 3 weeks, have already put like $2,685 into plumbing and in getting a new air conditioning system because he was running the system without having Freon in it. But the question is now is that as the plumber was there, he had said, oh, and he said, oh, the guy asked him, why is there a stain on the entrance into the apartment that I have in my basement that I have indoor-outdoor rugged? And the guy said, oh, he said there was water coming out of the drain. But he didn't tell us when that happened, so I don't know how long it happened and all. So I had somebody come out to look at it and ask him, can I just clean the indoor-outdoor rug where the stain was? And what he advised me is I would just buy that Clickit floor, he said, and I would just put it on top of it. He said, just do the living room and the entrance, he said, and I would just leave it alone. He said, buy a dehumidifier, he said, because it does smell, you know, there's like a musty smell. So do you advise that?
The nice thing about those locking down floors is water does not come up through them. If you put down the barrier underneath it, but you're probably still going to have to pull the carpet. I don't think you can put it right on top. As far as a dehumidifier, you probably don't need one just yet if you've got your HVAC running properly. That should take care of all the humidity problems. And as far as the drain in the basement, you're going to get a smell out of that thing if you don't pour water down it from time to time.
Yeah, because I had an appraiser come in, and he said to me that he has that same drain in the basement when you walk down the stairs. And the drain is right there where you would open the door and then enter into the apartment where the indoor-outdoor rug is.
Mm-hmm.
So he said that he buys something and pours it down the drain like every 3 months. So is that something I should do? And then should I have the plumber come back and look down that drain to see if there is going to be a problem? Because we did have that flooding in Lynchburg, but thank God it didn't happen to me. But is that something I need to be concerned about?
If you're having, are you in a floodplain?
Well, my house is that the front part of the house is up on the hill, and then the back part of the house goes down the hill, and I have the property all the way to the other side of the street.
That,
and it's all wood in the backyard.
So is that a no?
No.
Okay, good. Okay, all right.
Okay.
Look, I mean, what I do, for Casa de McCann, every couple of weeks, as I'm going down to, you know, take the laundry out of the washer,
right.
I pour a little water down my drain. Okay?
Because
it has a drain in the center of it. That's all I really need to do. How old is this house?
It was built like in the 50s, and when I had bought the house in 2008, my daughter was going to Liberty, and so then after that, I left the house, and then Liberty students lived in the house, and there's never been a problem with the drain or anything
since then. Part of that reason is because you had Liberty kids in there.
Oh, is that why?
let me tell you something, Teresa. Here at the Radio Factory, the Liberty has an amazing radio program. And we will hire those kids left and right because their work ethic is astounding.
Oh, I know. You should see my daughter. She's just an incredible. I ended up getting leukemia, and she left her job that after she graduated in Baltimore and was making big money, and she took care of me for a whole year. And I'm just so blessed. So I know about those kids.
Okay. Oh, Teresa, hold it together.
Okay.
Hold it together.
Okay.
Because, see, if you start, then I'll start, and then this will just be terrible radio. Here's what I want you to do. Get your HVAC working properly. If that smell doesn't go away, buy a dehumidifier that has the little hose attachment on the back. And what you do is you have that dehumidifier drain into the floor drain. That keeps...
Oh.
Yeah. That will keep that thing full. And if you really are worried, I mean, your house was built in the 50s. That means it has a cast iron sewer, probably.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, because the plumber who had just come to the house, he removed all the metal because there was also leaking from the bathroom upstairs to the bathroom downstairs, and he never reported it to the leasing company. I knew nothing about it, and when I came to the house, there were all holes in the ceiling. So it's just been, but God's been taking care of everything, you know.
All right.
I am blessed.
And here's one other thing, and I don't get paid any money for saying this, But I tell you, I'm going to do it myself, is Dominion Energy, which I think that's who supplies you up there, right?
No, it's Appalachian Power.
Okay, then this one would help you. Like, check and see if your power company offers a service where you pay like $8 a month, but if your sewer goes bad, they'll replace it. Because they do that at Dominion Energy, and I realized the other day, I'm in my house, I'm in my basement, and I realized my sewer is 12 feet in the ground, and it's put in 1929. I'm too old to put in a new sewer. I can put in a new water line, but I cannot put in a new sewer. So see if there's any programs around there that you can get for that. And then you should be fine. If you want to put in a floating floor, great. It's expensive, but it's nice.
So do you think I shouldn't? I mean, if money is an issue, on Social Security, disability.
Oh, no. Then if money's an issue, clean the carpet and have a nice day.
Oh, really? Oh, praise God. Thank you. I was hoping there was something like, should I spray antibacterial stuff around the carpet? Because it's not everywhere. It's just where the entrance is that you come from, down the basement steps.
Teresa, right there. Teresa, you wait till Valpak comes out, okay? You flip through the Valpak and realize it's nothing but junk until you find the coupon for ChemDry. And then use that coupon and have them come clean your rugs.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
That's great.
I love listening to you. I think you help so many people, because there are a lot of people that would be easily to rip people off, and they tell you all these things. And to have somebody's a voice that can just help people is the best thing in the world.
Woo, Teresa, you are up and down today, girl. You're laughing one minute and crying the next. But I love you, and you'll be fine, okay?
Okay. All right. God bless you. Thank you.
Bye.
What a sweetheart.
What a nice lady, but...
We're ending on a high note here.
We really are. So, I didn't make her cry, though. That wasn't my fault, was it?
Nope. You just mentioned Liberty Kids, and it kind of set her off from there.
Look, I know you didn't go to Liberty, but you got to admit, the Liberty Kids will
I went
work.
To... Well, technically, it is not a Christian school, but Virginia Wesleyan, it's... You know, John Wesley, the founder of Methodism, the Methodist Church, and all that stuff. So, in a way, it kind of is a Christian school. So, I know a little bit about it.
And that's the other thing, is I get the same work ethic out of you, too. But, I mean, I've literally had three different Liberty producers over the years. One of them's going to DJ the wedding. So, you are coming, right?
I'm going to triple check the schedule to make sure they didn't throw me on something Saturday night.
Yep. That would be mad if he does it. Oh, my goodness. All right, everybody. I want to thank everyone who called in today and made my life a lot easier and a lot more fun. Remember, folks, it's just plumbing. It's just electrical. It's just paint. It's just nothing's that big of a deal. You know, I get people all the time freaking out. I got water coming out of my ceiling. It's just water. It's not the end of the world. Yeah, we can clean it up. We can fix it up. I'm here every Saturday, 6 to 8, 10 until noon, taking your questions and hopefully having some fun with you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.